This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
20 minutes away from the AMA to wrap things up here on a Funk Friday. 404-726-0929. Load the phone lines up. Text us or tweet us as well. We will answer any question that you have. To wrap things up, as always, and as always on a Friday, you know, be a little more off the beaten path than normal, as if they're not normally like that. There's a number of different things that we want to get to here. I meant to mention this earlier in the week. It's kind of interesting how stuff like this works out sometimes, and the Pacers aren't in the NBA Finals yet, and who knows, maybe they won't be. But if they are,
right.
Very interesting Paul George ties to this NBA Finals.
Oh, yeah,
Finals.
You did say something about that.
Yeah, so obviously everybody knows that SGA is in Oklahoma City because of the trade with the Clippers with Paul George and all of that. Tyrese Halliburton is in Indiana because of Paul George also. If you take it a couple steps, Paul George was traded by the Pacers to the Thunder for DeMontis Sabonis and for, who's that, the kid from Indiana? Kind of a smaller guard. He was really good for a minute, and then he got hurt.
Oladipo.
Uh-huh. That's right. For Victor Oladipo and Sabonis. Sabonis was traded by the Pacers to the Kings for Halliburton. Paul George led to Sabonis. Sabonis led to Halliburton. It's funny how Paul George's fingerprints are all over this thing.
It was crazy because now that, you know the receipts that people like to keep and everything like that, and they were talking, I had a video yesterday, matter of fact, when people were talking about the trade. And they were
Which one?
The Clippers. This trade you're talking about, Paul George going to the Clippers and how they won the trade. Because nobody knew who Shai Gilgeous was.
True. And but I do remember at the time, I don't know, maybe I said
you get Paul George and Kawhi?
Oh, of course. Yeah. It was like home run. And I was like, I don't know. I know the Thunder really, really wanted SGA, and the Clippers did not want to give him up.
Yes.
They did not want to. And they were like, well, we're not going to do this unless this. Like, you guys want Paul George. Yeah. Like, that's our best guy. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. Like, we were just in, I think that was the year after they lost when Dame hit him with that goodbye wave in the second round. I was like, no, we're not coming off this dude after this run. We run it back. Like, I understand he wants to go and all that, but he's under contract. Give us that guy, and then we'll talk. And I just remember being like, that they really wanted him. Mm-hmm. For a good franchise to want a guy like that bad, there's got to be something to him. And it took a minute because obviously they didn't have anything else around him and a million draft picks that they had accumulated, and they did a really good job building that roster out around SGA, and they were right. But, yeah, of course, at the time everyone was like, Kawhi and Paul George in L.A.?
Yeah, Kawhi's coming.
Homecoming?
Kawhi is coming off of winning a championship.
Right.
Leaving Toronto, because if he doesn't go to the Clippers, he's going to the Lakers.
Right.
Probably.
He's going to L.A.
Yeah, and so he gets there, and he tells you, he said, the only way I'm coming here, and the great story is that how he called Paul, Paul George, and Paul's like, well, I got this many years on my contract. Kawhi basically said, I don't care.
It doesn't matter. If you want to come to L.A., just let him know.
Just let him know you want to come to L.A. Be a Clipper with me.
Yeah.
And bam, 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 shows you the power of the NBA.
Yes.
The players.
That era for sure.
Yes.
I don't know if that exists anymore. I don't know if that's something that you can do anymore. You know what I mean?
We're going to see this summer. That's why I asked you when was the draft, because – if teams want to trade for Giannis and these things, you want to trade for him for picks this year.
Right, yeah.
And so that's why I
Kevin Durant.
Yeah, those guys. Like, if you want to trade for those dudes, you want to trade for them to get draft picks this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I mean, this all depends on who you are to be like, I don't want to be here. And then it goes back to the whole having the respect enough for a player. He don't want to be here, but we want to send him somewhere where he wants to go.
Right.
Instead of sending him somewhere where we might get the most assets.
Send him to Siberia because we're mad that he wants to leave.
And
that'll never change because players in every sport, you know, at times just get fed up with or it's run its course, whatever, and they decide that they don't want to be there anymore. That happens in baseball, basketball, football. I'm not saying that that's going to end. I just think the era of, like, multiple guys being like, let's pick our destination and go there together, just because you can't afford it. Like, you're not going to be able to afford it. What may happen if the Pacers make the NBA Finals, we mentioned this earlier in the week too, it'll be the first time in the luxury tax era that both teams in the NBA Finals are not in the luxury tax.
Right.
that's not going to be unusual.
No.
Like, that's going to be normal because of how penalizing it's going to be to be in a luxury
tax. Want
deck.
To play to pay those aprons.
No, no, exactly. They don't want to pay the aprons.
They don't want
to
pay the aprons.
They would pay the tax because it was a different penalty than what the aprons are, especially the second apron. Yes. They would pay the tax if they thought that it would result in a championship.
That's
and
it.
A lot of times it would because, like we just said, every team that's been in the NBA Finals, or at least one of them in the NBA Finals in the last 25 years, has been in the tax because a lot of times that's what you had to do to get that extra piece to get you over the top.
Yes.
Now, I don't know. Like, it's hard to say for sure, like, where it's all going, but it really does feel like the Thunder are a bit of a model for it, where you just got to try to find one of the best, whatever, five. And it goes back a couple more years than just the Thunder. Like, it's happened with the Nuggets, and it's happened with Giannis when he was in Milwaukee. This is even kind of pre-new CBA, where you find the one guy and then retool around him. Boston may be the outlier at this point because they had the two guys. They paid them both, and then they were able to make those moves around them too to kind of fit in the pieces that they needed to get over the top.
But can they keep those two together? Because those two are the centerpiece right now. They're not going to be able to keep that whole Derek. They might keep one of the three. I'm talking about Derek White, Drew Holiday, or Porzingis.
Maybe
one of the three.
Yeah.
But I mean, and then you go into the situation where how long is it going to be for Jason Tatum? Probably going to play next year.
No, he's not going to play next
year. Okay, so then, but.
Or at least not till playoff time.
So you know what don't happen? That salary still playing.
Oh.
His salary still playing.
It's not prorated.
Yeah. No,
it's not per start.
Yeah, his salary still playing.
Yeah, that $300 million contract that he signed last offseason. That kicks in.
Yeah, that's
I don't know if that kick in next year or the year after,
know,
but
it kicks in next year.
Yeah. So, I mean, I heard Carl and Mike talking about this earlier in the week, and I agree that right now is a really good time to be a not even great, but just a really good team in the Eastern Conference, because the Eastern Conference is weak. Mm-hmm. Like, the Eastern Conference is down. The team that's the best team in the Eastern Conference, we just talked about, is going to be without their best player for at least a year. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they just lost in the second round of the playoffs, which nobody saw coming. The Cavs, who won 64 games, I don't think anybody buys because they won 64 games and then got dismissed in the second round.
Yep.
So I don't think anybody's all that scared of them. I assume they'll be back.
Like,
that team's
going
to be back,
and
they'll try to do it again. The Knicks are fine, but nobody's scared of them. The Pacers obviously are very good, but I still think a fully healthy Boston team probably would be able to beat this Pacers team. So all that to say, it's a good time to be pretty good in the East if you can be pretty good in the East, because it kind of just feels like, if you can have the pieces and come together at the right time and stay healthy the longest, you can make the conference finals.
Yeah. I mean, you saw what it looks like when the Hawks did it. I mean, you have an opportunity. Now, things got to go your way with injuries and everything like that. But you don't know what Philadelphia is going to be.
It seems like that kind of is the new normal.
Are we giving too much? Oh, no, I won't say that because these are some bad boys. When we talk about Cunningham and Van Carroll, are their organization going to do the right thing and build? Because they have the skill
History
set.
Would tell us no.
Exactly. Yeah. But they have that skill set that we're talking about that has a possibility, because both of them are going to be max players.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the right general manager, whatever, to put the accurate people around them? But I think that you also have the max player. You got to have a all-NBA or damn near all-NBA number two, though.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You got to have damn near, because
maybe he's not every year
all
NBA, but
Middleton was damn near all NBA player.
Yeah. Andrew Holiday was there at the time, too, who's just a winning player.
And then you go to Joker right there. Yep. I know Jamal ain't never made one.
Right, but playoff Jamal is
matches,
an all NBA caliber guy.
And so you got to make sure.
Michael Porter Jr. was playing at a borderline all NBA level.
If you're going to have your max player, you got to have that damn near all NBA at least third team player.
Yeah, because the Knicks kind of have that right now with Brunson and Towns.
They have two all NBA players that can't be number ones on the championship team.
I agree with that. Yeah. The Pacers, I think the same. I think the Pacers have two really good players in Haliburton and Siakam and great pieces around them, but I don't think that's going to lead them to it. And who knows? Maybe 2 weeks from now we're talking about them finding a way to dismantle the Thunder's defense and win a championship. But the Thunder have exactly what you're talking about. They have not only an all-NBA guy, like a first-team all-NBA guy, MVP.
Yes.
In the conversation for one of the best players in the world,
and
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Didn't Joker win MVP when it went to?
Yeah, and Giannis.
Giannis,
and Tatum didn't, but should be in the MVP conversation. Like, if Tatum had a different personality, I think he'd be talked about a lot differently. Like, he's just kind of quiet and goes about his business and kills people. But, like, if he was loud, you know what I mean? Although SGA is pretty quiet, too. So, anyway. But, yeah, and they got Jalen Williams, who's an All-NBA guy.
But you see the in J, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's always going to be the thing. Like, here now, the Hawks, they got too much hope. You hope that Jalen Johnson stays healthy, and then
well, even your best guy is not an All NBA guy most years.
Exactly,
that's the problem.
So you got to find an All.
He's been an All NBA guy one time.
You got to find an All a perennial All NBA guy to go with him.
Exactly. That exactly right. The second guy can be an All NBA guy every once in a while, like Siakam or Jalen Williams or Middleton, like whatever, like all these guys, Jaylen Brown. Like the second guy can get away with being that occasional All-NBA guy. Your first guy has got to be All-NBA every year, and damn near needs to be a first-team All-NBA guy every single year. Yes. And again, that's the hardest thing to get. Hardest thing to get is that guy. Second hardest thing to get is the second guy to go with him. I think the Hawks have the second guy. Problem is they've kind of been building like he's the first guy, and it's hard to get the first guy when you already have the second guy.
Exactly.
And I don't know how you do it. Maybe you go all in for Giannis this offseason or what?
Or you hope.
Or you hope.
Or you hope he's on your roster.
Yeah, you hope Risa Shea turns into that or...
He's been putting in work, Andy.
I mean, you know, all jokes aside, had a really good rookie year.
He's fine.
He was better than I thought he was going to be.
Agree with
just
that.
Coming in with the hype or lack of.
I agree with that.
And the way that he looked kind of pre-January.
But that's why when you talk.
Or pre-Jalen Johnson injury.
Is he looked at, talking about Risa Shea, is he looked at one of those dudes? Is Jalen looked at one of those dudes?
No. Okay. Absolutely not.
So you got to go find one.
No. Exactly. Yeah, okay. Right.
And all right. Those guys aren't just growing on trees.
They don't grow on trees, no, and they often don't fall out of them either. You got to draft them or somehow lure them to your team with what? I don't know how.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Box.
Yeah, something.
Ownership.
You got to trick them into coming and playing for your team. All right, the AMA is next. The phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. It's Friday. If that gives you a little bit of license to be a little weirder, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. We'll answer anything you got. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.